Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
And big problem, huge. What do you do when you're presented with a problem like this? Well, you speak to the multitude of listeners and you ask for help. I have a foster dog and very well behaved. Goes when I say at 9 o'clock at night, weebies, we're outside. We do the job. I say basket, goes to basket. When I give a treat, it does sit,
yet
paw,
still you want to change its
roll
name.
Over.
Exactly.
And I just don't know. When I say thank you, I want to say thank you. Name. Name. I don't have the name.
So we had a suggestion earlier of beast.
Beast.
I just want to know, would
like
you call
beast.
It beast or every time you will say beast?
I think we would go with the latter. Yeah. Oh, I like
it. It'll scare the dog of it. Every time we'll be like, I'm in so much trouble.
Exactly. Why am I being reprimanded?
Good job, beast.
So I've posted pictures of the little pooch up on all the socials, and we're taking all name suggestions. I see we've got a couple of tweets come through.
Yeah, so this tweet from, and just may I say, this is not from East Coast Breakfast, at Sarah Goldman, not Silver, says, you've got to name the dog Cloudy. It's unwanted. Its bark is bigger than its bite, and no one takes it seriously.
Oh, I don't know about take it seriously. The dog has, you know, has an agenda. It wants to move in.
Cloud.
Yeah. I like
Cloudy. Cloudy.
And Roz on Twitter says, Darren, my son has a dog called Psycho. One Sunday, my husband was returning from our farm with her. He stopped at a very busy petrol port, and she jumped out. He ran around the garage like a madman, yelling, Psycho! Psycho!
All right. Psycho. I'm putting that on the list. Psycho.
No, it's on the list.
I like that.
No, you can't do that.
Cloudy, I will take it. Beast, I will take it. I'm taking all suggestions. What do I call... Keeping in mind... It's a poodle, cross Y-head terrier, looks like a miniature Doberman Pinscher.
And it's not yours.
It's not mine. So if I'm fostering for 6 weeks, it's mine. My dog.
Okay.
What do I call it?
Hey, Darren, this is Jackie. With those ears, you can only call that dog Yoda.
See, Yoda. That was on my list, but I have a friend whose dog is already Yoda. So
Yoda has taken,
Enzo's taken, sorry. But thank you.
Hi, my name's Ethan.
How's it, Ethan?
I think Darren should name his dog Itinga. Which is Zulu for wanderer.
Idinga. Now we're talking.
Idinga.
I also like the name Ethan.
Hi, Darren Moore. It's Tasme Singh. I think your dog should be named Marley.
Aww. Do you remember the movie Marley and Me?
It does not work out well for Marley.
Yeah.
I think we should... I mean, but thank you, Tasme.
Sorry, that's a spoiler alert, but that's a sad ending.
Yeah.
Hey, Darren. I have to say something.
Yeah.
You're not going to foster him for 4 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to keep him forever.
Yes.
Because that's what they do with fosters.
I know.
Fosters fall into this trap that they can foster them.
Yeah.
And they become the owners.
Yes.
But yeah, good luck.
Shut for the name, bro.
He's laughing. He's laughing like it's a bad thing. That's my plan.
Oh,
I put my hand up because
this.
Mouse fell in love with the dog on the visits, and I'm like, I want to abduct this dog. And then when this happened, it was like a serendipitous. It was like, okay, yes, I'll foster the dog
Little
for six
Ethan.
Weeks going on its for the rest of its life.
Well, Darren, what about Chewbacca?
I like it. Chewy for short. I like it. I'm taking suggestions. Any suggestions? All suggestions available.
So cheesy.
leave me a WhatsApp voice note.
061-792-9495.
We've got a stationary truck. It's on the M7. If you're traveling from Pinetown heading towards the N2 interchange, you're going to see the stationary truck between Belleville and the N2 interchange. This is causing some delays there this morning. And we've got an accident scene at the corner of Bria and Botanical Garden Road. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasraman.
Report traffic now. Call 031-566-3534.